This episode is specifically for Year 11 students. Of course, as always, parents are welcome to listen to the episode too, but it is specifically targeted for Year 11 students because I'm going to be talking about all the common struggles that Year 11 students find at this time of the year. So welcome to episode 32 of the Breakaway Tuition Podcast. You are here again with Alicia Griffiths from Breakaway Tuition. And today, like I said in my introduction, I'm going to be talking to you about the common struggles that Year 11 students have at this stage of the year. So we're the 19th of February at the time of this recording. So Year 11 has just sort of started and they will start getting into content really soon, if not already. The first thing I want everyone to be thinking about is that the gap between Year 10 and Year 11, regardless of changes within the curriculum to try and make that gap not so large, it is still an incredibly huge gap between the expectations, between the workload, the types of assignments students will receive, as well as what is required of them. You know, the content takes a huge step. And like, if you were to actually realize the massive difference between Year 10 and 11, you would be quite shocked to realize what that massive gap is and what it looks like. You know, for years there has been a gap. We all know there's been a gap. But as expectations for HSC and the expectations our students put on themselves as well continue to increase, then the jump between Year 10 and 11 is just mind-blowing. So the first thing I want you to be thinking about is that if your child is coming home and they are in Year 11 and they are suddenly feeling completely overwhelmed with school and with the requirements, that is 1,000% normal. You know, there are so many times I have Year 11 students come in and they hit around this week and suddenly it dawns on them the level of difficulty and the level of increase that the work has had. And if you're a student listening to this and you're thinking like, oh my goodness, I do not know how I'm going to be able to get through these next 2 years if this is the new level of work that's expected of me, you know, it's okay. Everyone is feeling the exact same way. So all of a sudden, although your assignments originally work towards your end of year marks and things as well, all of a sudden it's going towards your ATAR. You know, I guess the one thing that you want to be remembering is that specifically with Year 11, your marks for Year 11 don't go anywhere towards your ATAR. It's sort of like a warm-up year for you to get used to those expectations so that when you are doing your assessments in Year 12 and those assessments go towards your ATAR, you've had a bit of practice at them. But there is no denying the massive gap between Year 11 and Year 10. So one of the things that I find a lot of students struggle with is that the change of content between Year 10 and Year 11 is often a really large jump as well. And it doesn't matter what subject you're looking at, the content and the quality of content, the quantity of content as well, is quite different to anything that they would have experienced previously. So, you know, normally, for example, in English, in Year 10, you know, we do connect texts with specific themes and ideas and purposes, but we don't expect there to be a deeper level of understanding when you're looking at students who are doing work for English in year 10. Whereas in year 11, there is a huge change and shift in, like, English in particular, in what a student is required to be able to understand about a text, and then how they are required to create sophisticated essay responses and long responses or short responses as well to a variety of texts. There is so many teachers that use paragraph structures and things, again, particularly for English in year 10, but in year 11 and 12, the expectation of the way that you are discussing your ideas is massively different. So it is there is no denying that the difference is quite large between year 10 and 11. And I have had students in my office on a number of occasions at this point in year 11 seriously considering other options because they are completely overwhelmed by what is required of them. So my first tip is to just take it one step at a time. You will receive in class, they will give you syllabus outruns and all of the syllabus documents, but you don't necessarily need to know those documents, not at this point. And don't overwhelm yourself if you are being given these documents and you don't actually know what they are for and how you will ever understand all of that content. That's for your teachers to figure out, you know. You can use those syllabus documents for things like study and setting up your study notes so that you've got a really strong set of study notes. But try not to overwhelm yourself and try not to think about what all of these documents are being given to you and why they're being given to you, because I have a little friend waving at me in the window, because you only need to worry about the content. You know, another thing that I find year 11 students struggle with a lot is that the fact that they have never put together a really strong study schedule. And now is the perfect time to get yourself into the habit of creating a study schedule for you to follow. Now, when you think about study schedules, a lot of people think that study schedules are only relevant if you are about to do exams. That's not the case. You know, you can create an after-school timetable, for example, where you are blocking out specific amounts of time that you can use for either revision of your subjects or to do your assignments if you are not currently studying for exams. And I would 1000% recommend that you sit down and you create a study timetable so that you can clearly see when you have other commitments on, if you have sports, if you have any other thing that is like being, any other thing that is taking up time in your afternoon, so that you can clearly have a set time for when you are going to sit down and do your review and when you're going to sit down and do your study. So that's just the third thing that I want you to be thinking about. Now, to create a study timetable is not super difficult to do. I do have templates and I will upload a template at the bottom of this podcast for you as well, so that you can easily use that template to create your own study timetable. But, you know, you want to be realistic in your study expectations. There are a lot of materials out there that can be quite unrealistic in terms of I'm going to study until 11 p.m. every night. That, you know, you've got to think about your life balance as well. You've got to think about if you are giving yourself downtime from when you come home from school, for example, and when you are giving yourself time to just chill out and relax. And it can't all be school, 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 because you will burn out really quickly and you probably won't even make it to your year 12 exams if that is your main focus. So I'm really big on making sure that when you are doing your study timetable, you are taking into consideration consideration, you know, work commitments that you might have, time off, things that you enjoy doing, and building all of that in so that, yes, your study notes are important and you are going to create and collect consistent study notes, but you don't want to overwhelm yourself in terms of only studying all of the time. So that's my third thing that you really want to be thinking about. So a lot of Year 11 students will also be beginning to get their assessments, their first assessment for Term 1, and I can pretty much guarantee that the majority of Year 11 students will start feeling very overwhelmed by those assessments. So my first thing for assessments is that you need to clearly understand what the task is asking for you to do, okay? What is the task? What are you trying to complete? And what is the purpose of that task as well? So again, a lot of my examples come from English simply because I'm an English teacher. But if you are given an assignment for English and you need to create a speech, for example, then you know the conventions of a speech. You know how you would write that speech. You would then need to make sure you understand the audience that that speech is going to be performed to, or the purpose of completing that speech, as well as what is the module that that speech is actually connecting to. So although some of these assignments are quite similar to what you may have completed in junior years, you know, you always have to do a speech every single year, whether it's in front of individuals or it's recorded, you still have to do a speech. The speeches for senior school are obviously a step up and a step more difficult, but you wanting to clearly understand what you are trying to produce before you start actually gathering notes to then work on that assessment task. There are some really, really clear guidelines and really clear step-by-step lists that you can use to help you break down the steps that you need to take to be able to complete the finished assessment. And again, that's something that I will put at the bottom of this podcast episode, and I will attach a scaffold that I have created for you to use as well. But don't be afraid of using scaffolds like that. You know, don't be afraid of sitting down and reading exactly what and breaking up exactly what is required of you, because that is the only way that you're going to be able to create a successful assignment and make sure that you have actually answered the questions properly and done what the teacher is asking you to do. And the other part on assignments is you do not want to ignore your marking guidelines. You know, your marking guidelines for your A to D grades are put on the back of all of your assessments for a reason, and it clearly demonstrates exactly what you are being marked on and what the expectation is for each of those grade levels. So always, when you've finished your assessment, flip it over, have a look at the outcomes and the expectations, and then clearly make sure that you have put down and that you've answered those expectations as clearly as possible. You know, there's so many more things that occur for our Year 11 students as well. A lot of you have found like new freedoms. You might be able to go out and hang with your friends more. You might be able to take on more workload and things outside of your homes as well. But you've just got to make sure that you're balancing your time really evenly so that you don't get overwhelmed when you haven't started your assessment or you haven't started your study stuff the day before you have an exam. So the last thing that I want you to be thinking about in terms of the common struggles for Year 11 students is not having an effective study plan and also not understanding how to effectively study. You know, there's a lot of generic material around where, you know, you are told to reread a book or reread your work, and that is effective study. But as you start year 11, that is no longer going to be helpful or effective for you because of the amount of content that you need to revise. So one thing that you want to be thinking about is all of those syllabus documents that your teachers give you. They are really handy when you are creating things like study notes. And I am a huge believer that study notes help. Now, study notes can look like notes, like dot points. It can look like mind maps. It can look like subheading document type things. But you want to effectively create a really clear list of like information so that you can clearly go through that information instead of just read through your book when it comes to studying. The other thing a lot of people forget is that most effective studying habits include practicing. You know, you can't expect to be able to write an essay in 45 minutes if you haven't practiced writing an essay in 40 minutes. You can't expect to be able to answer a whole question paper in 2 hours if you haven't been practicing and putting aside 2 hours to actually answer those questions. Because if you're not actually practicing the skill that you are then being examined on, then although you may have read all of the material, your mind may not be thinking quick enough to be able to get you to the end of the exam and allow you to effectively and appropriately answer all of those questions as well. So do not underestimate the fact that you might struggle with studying. Now, I do have podcast episodes that specifically go into studying and study habits. I would 1000% recommend that you sit down and have a listen to those episodes if you are stuck on studying, if you have no idea how you can be studying effectively. The other thing that you might want to have a look into is that I'm about to open the doors of my online program, and that program is specifically for senior students, year 11 and 12, and it will go through essay writing skills, not just for English, but for all of your subjects. So wherever you need to write a long response or even short answer responses, this course will go through that. And the second half of the course actually takes you step by step through different effective study methods so that you can come up with a really clear study plan and you can ace those exams as you're heading into year 12. If you want to jump on the wait list, the doors to this program will open on the 1st of March. Just pop along to my Instagram page or my Facebook page, which is just at Breakaway Tuition, or send me an email at info@breakawaytuition.com. And I can send you all of the details when the doors open, and I can't wait to see you guys in there.